North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 12, 2020. It is the anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's birth.
The Lynn City Council voted Tuesday night to issue its final recreational marijuana license to DM Cannabis, an Oregon-based company seeking to open a shop on Lewis Street. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the panel voted 9-1 in favor of the company's proposal, despite numerous concerns raised by neighbors about traffic and parking, and a representative from a nearby Spanish Seventh-day Adventist church speaking against the sale of drugs. Ward 4 Councilor Richard Colucci, whose ward borders the area, voted against the proposed shop, which would be located at 211 to 217 Lewis Street in Lynn.
Bernie Sanders was the winner of the New Hampshire primary yesterday, and local activist and super volunteer John Penazzola of Rockport explains Sanders' popularity among young people.
So, you know, the benefit that young people have is that they don't have the long memory or the long taint of, say, a label like socialism, right? If you didn't live through the McCarthy era, you didn't have that association with this being a bad word or a bad label in American politics, right? So the benefit in their eyes is just being able to listen to Bernie's positions and being able to see that he's stuck for 50 years in terms of issues that will help the average person and that would actually come at the expense of a lot of the power structures in our country, right, that are the 1% that are paid for politics. And he's been more authentic than anybody on the American political scene, you know, for longer.
That's Rockport Democrat activist John Penazzola.
A Salisbury man is being held without bail after he allegedly pointed a loaded 9mm handgun at another driver on Route 95 in Danvers Tuesday during the rush hour commute. Julie Manganis of the Salem News writes that Alan Bonjokian, 43 years old of Congress Street, pleaded not guilty to a charge of assault with a dangerous weapon and his arraignment in Salem District Court late on Tuesday afternoon. Hours earlier, shortly before 8 a.m., he was driving south on Route 95 near Exit 50 in Danvers when he passed another driver, then went around that car, cutting the other driver off, said prosecutor Michael Verone. The other driver slowed down. He told police that he let that driver pass, and as Bonjokio did so, Verone said that he held up a handgun, pointed it out the window toward the driver. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
A new school superintendent in Salem will be chosen soon from among four candidates, as Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll explains.
So we've got four candidates. Dr. Lorenzo Garcia currently works in the Revere Public School System. He was the high school principal who was responsible for their successful turnaround there. Revere is known as one of the best urban high schools in the country. Mm-hmm. He's now working in central office, doing a lot of data and accountability work, and brought, I think, local experience and Gateway City experience. Ben Lummis. Ben is the current interim superintendent in Brookline. He's been part of their senior leadership team for the last 5 to 7 years. He was also a teacher, an educational consultant. He's got a really varied background. Dr. Steven Shrike, he is the current superintendent/receiver in Holyoke for Holyoke Public Schools. He was brought in 5 years ago to help address some of the needs of their school system. DESE actually appointed a receiver, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Ed, because they were concerned about their performance in Holyoke. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, he's helped transition the school district to one that is much higher functioning, increased graduation rates, built a strong early ed program, increased their dual language program, definitely brings a strong base of experience to a city like ours. And finally, Erin McMahon. Erin has a varied background. She's worked in Denver Public Schools. She's been a network superintendent there. Has worked in New York City. Certainly been a teacher as well. All of these folks have been teachers in their careers at one point or another. She's currently working for KIPP, a charter school network at the national level, doing their academic achievement efforts. And they were all, like I said, pretty impressive group. The pool was pretty impressive. So narrowing it down to four folks who want to be here, are excited about the opportunity to help us, is pretty exciting.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.
In Danvers, a mixed-use project to add 10 apartments to the upper floors at 44 Maple Street is moving ahead, though most of the building has been torn down to make way for a new one. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the old building had come down to make it handicapped accessible, according to Building Inspector Richard Maloney. This way, the ground floor can be made level with the street, avoiding the need for an extensive ramp out front. On Monday, the two-story building where the former Goody's Ice Cream and Good Licking Ice Cream Parlors used to be, it was torn down to the foundation. Now, only one wall is left standing. The adjacent building, which previously housed Cigars R Us, is also empty. The smoke shop moved to 55 Maple Street.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr met yesterday, Tuesday, with Sarah Groh, Director of Advocacy and Development of the Open Door, and guest from Cape Ann to discuss the important issue of nutrition and access to food. To help more low-income families purchase the food that they need, Senator Tarr sponsored legislation to help address a problem called the SNAP gap. SNAP is the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Benefits Program, and the gap is the difference in the number of income-eligible people enrolled in MassHealth or the Medicare Savings Program who are not also enrolled for the Federal Nutrition Program. By establishing a coordinated process for federal applications, according to Senator Tarr, they could generate $2 billion in economic stimulus to local economies and secure nearly $1 billion in federal SNAP nutrition dollars for those most in need. Senate Bill 678, which Tarr co-sponsored, will create a common application for the safety net program and help hundreds of thousands of people and households across the state, according to Senator Tarr's website.
We have made it to the middle of the week, Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today, a daily North Shore News podcast here on MSO News Sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We do like to hear from you. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Wednesday.